When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning in to the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates. Sometimes those are updates that are actually coming to the game. I cover update news, such as the 1.21 update. But other times, like today, I talk about updates that we create on our own just for fun for the game. We're just coming up with theories for the continuation of Minecraft development, but also ideas for things that we would like to see come to the game just because we think it's a cool idea. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place, and I'm happy you're here. If you find yourself enjoying what you're listening to, please consider subscribing to whatever platform you're listening to this on, be it iTunes or Apple Podcasts. I guess those are the same thing, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, or whatever you're listening to it on. But if you are finding yourself really enjoying the podcast, why don't you consider passing it along to a friend? Maybe you've got a friend that you play Minecraft with and you find yourselves talking a lot about the upcoming updates that are coming to the game, but also maybe you like to talk about things that you would like to see come to the game, ideas that you have for Minecraft features. That would be the perfect friend to pass this podcast along to. All right, guys. Well, that all being said, let's get into the first segment of this episode. I like to start off every podcast episode with a little Q&A between me and you guys, the listeners. And I specifically like to highlight what you guys have to say and what your opinions are and what your ideas are about Minecraft topics in general. So a few episodes ago, I asked you, what are your thoughts on the recently announced mace weapon? Is it good? Is it bad? Or is it just okay? And I got a lot of different answers here. A lot of people were actually not aware that this had come to the game. And so if you're one of those people who are not aware of the new mace weapon that is on its way to Minecraft, you should go check it out. You're in for a treat. It is probably one of the more interesting things. Definitely one of the more interesting things that has come in combat for a while now. It's just one of those things that when you see it, you're like, what in the world? I cannot believe they are going to add this to the game. Essentially, the mace is definitely the most powerful weapon ever to exist in Minecraft. It is what it sounds like. It is a mace. It is going to be a very rare thing to find because the crafting materials that you need are going to be quite rare to get. But also, it has a special feature to it called the smash attack. And what this means is if you fall down a number of blocks, your attack damage that you deal increases. It just multiplies per block you fall. So if you're falling from a good 20 blocks, you can one-shot some strong players. Now, that sounds OP, and a lot of people think that that's OP. I don't necessarily think it's OP. I think that, and I would agree with a lot of other people I've heard in the community, that this feature has only been tested in controlled environments, that in an actual PvP setup or even PvE, your opponent or your target is going to be moving around. And so either you've got to be really, really good with the mace to get it to work this way, or you got to be very, very lucky. And so I kind of agree with that. I wanted to hear what you guys had to say. Pizza Balls says, it's a fancy new way for players who have mastered the MLG water bucket to have an advantage in combat. Great idea. And so what they're referring to, for those of you who might not know, is that like the MLG water bucket thing that people are doing, you jump down a ledge and you clutch it with the water so you don't take any damage. There's a similar thing with the mace. So if you jump off a high place with the mace and you hit an entity or hit a mob along the way, maybe right before you land, all of the fall damage that you've accumulated on your fall is canceled out. Very similar to how the wind charge actually works. And so this is a new way to sort of clutch your falls in the game. And I like what they're saying here. They're bringing up a great point. People that are really, really good at the water bucket will find a friend in the mace. But again, those situations are going to be quite difficult to line up. So again, people are saying the mace is too overpowered because of this. I would say you should try it. It's not necessarily that overpowered. Oculus says, a good concept, but can be rather overpowered. Really? Anything that can one-hit the warden is too strong. And normally, I would agree with that. One-hitting the warden, or one-shotting the warden, would be very strong. But again, this kind of thing, you really, really have to be either very good with the mace, or you just have to have the stars align and you're just super, super lucky. This is going to be a very difficult thing to do. It's not like you're going to have a mace on you. You're going to see a warden and be like, ah, no problem. I'll just one shot it real quick. It's not going to be that simple by any stretch of the imagination. If it were that simple, I would agree. But because I just see it's a lot more complex than that, again, we'll have to see how this goes, because the mace is not done for in development. It has not been fully fleshed out. We'll see what the developers have to say about this. Godcat says, I think it is well balanced. Like, the more damage you want to deal, the higher the risk. Like, if you're 200 blocks in the air and you miss, oh man, it's awesome. We need more stuff like this. And I like this take. I mean, this goes to show you that the argument that it's being overpowered, it might not hold a lot of water, because, again, the higher damage you want to deal, like Godcat is saying, the higher the risk. So, again, it takes a lot of skill to really unlock the full potential of this weapon. And I'm a firm believer in the more skill that you have in the game, or the more work you put into it, the higher the reward should be. Or the more risk you're taking, the higher the reward should be. And this mace plays into that perfectly. Anselm says, I don't really like it because it's way too overpowered. And after snooping around, I realized that it's actually just a copy-paste from the Diamond Sword. For instance, it drops strings from cobwebs. Now, that's something I've missed. I didn't know that you could, I guess if you break a cobweb, I guess that any tool could do this. That's an interesting take on it being a copy paste from the Diamond Sword. I will say that it does have the equivalent damage, or a little bit less damage, than a netherite sword. I think that it gives like one less point of damage than a netherite sword does. So it is a little bit more powerful than a diamond sword in regular combat. But of course, it is very powerful if you're falling with it. And I will say again that you're going to have to fall quite a bit of distance to be one-shotting anything. So that's something to keep in mind. Torben says, pretty good. Some animation would be fun. Also, it currently acts like a sword. Gives strings when you break webs. So they should fix that. Am I missing something here? Doesn't web drop string no matter what you break it with? And just swords drop it faster? Am I missing something here? Am I completely ignorant? It just seems like that's something, like if you had an axe and you took it to some cobweb, it would drop string. Is that not the case? Am I living in the Mandela effect right now? Interesting. I'll have to go look at that. Darth Call says, I really like it, although it would be cool if it made you heavier. I don't know if you can chant it. I haven't watched this episode yet, but if you could, that would be cool. Keep up the podcast. Love it. Thank you so much, Darth Call. You cannot enchant the mace. So far, at least not in Java. This is unfortunate. although I do not believe that this is going to be the case when the mace actually comes into the game. I really, really think that we're at least going to get mending and unbreaking on it. I mean, that's got to be the case. Now, as far as unique enchantments for the mace, haven't seen those yet. I think that there should be some unique ones for the mace. I would like to see something that gives the mace a little bit more of an edge in normal combat when you're not falling. I've already seen a cool one on Twitter called Bouncing. That was really interesting. Basically, if you land a blow after falling, you bounce right back up in the air, able to target another mob. And I just thought that was a cool idea, maybe a little too overpowered. But anyway, I do think that there should be maces, enchantments for the mace specifically. Silas says, I think combined with the wind charge to fly up and not take fall damage, it will be the most effective weapon in the game with the right enchantments by a mile. And yeah, again, you have to understand that this is going to be very balanced out by the fact that it's going to be a super rare weapon. No one's going to be walking around with a mace in normal survival Minecraft for a very long time, well into end game. It is an end game weapon. This is as end game as netherite, full netherite enchanted armor and elytra. Like, that's the level we're talking here. You're not going to get this in early game at all. And by the time someone gets the mace, unless they are just crazy grinding the game, you're probably going to be able to deal with it quite well, having netherite armor and just being aware of your surroundings in the game. So just remember that as powerful as the mace is, it is, I believe it's fairly balanced. And finally, James says, it's a welcome addition. I think it needs to be more, it needs to do more base damage for a heavy bludgeoning based weapon. Also, I feel like after this, they need more weapons added to stop community backlash. Interesting take. Okay, so one thing, I 100% agree. It needs to do more base damage. It needs to be... Now, that being said, I don't know if it needs to, because the fact that it's not as powerful as a netherite weapon or a netherite sword, I think that that's a good thing. I think that the netherite sword needs to be a good answer to the mace. I don't think that the mace needs to be unchallenged at all. It needs something to compete against it. And I think the netherite sword is a good competitor against the mace. But I do think that the mace needs something. A little bit of extra flavor for normal combat when you're not falling down or flying with an elytra. Again, this could be done with enchantments. I think that the knockback effect of a mace could probably be transferred to just the normal attacks when you're not doing the smash attack. Or maybe there could be a charged attack that does an area of effect damage. So you hold down if you're playing with a mouse and keyboard, you hold down your right click button, your right mouse button. It charges the mace, and then you just, you know, do an attack, and it maybe does an area of effect damage attack, like a shockwave. So maybe this is definitely not as powerful as the smash attack, but it could be like a charged attack. I don't know. But also the point where they should also add more weapons to stop community backlash. Adding more weapons, first, before they do that, I think they need to improve the trident and then the crossbow as well. The trident and the crossbow need to come into their own. I've talked about this so many times before. The trident is not competitive in in-game. And it's too niche in its special uses. It needs to be competitive in game, and this could simply be done by allowing it to be enchanted with sharpness and then allowing it to be upgraded to netherite. Once you've done that, the trident is an amazing weapon. For the crossbow, I don't know. I do not know how you improve that. And I've done a whole episode on it, but again, I just think that the crossbow is such an awkward weapon in the game. But regardless, before they add new weapons, I want them to revisit the crossbow and the trident. Make those better. Make those come into their own to be competitive in the end game. Because every other weapon is competitive in the end game. From the bow to the sword to the axe and now the mace. We need the trident and the crossbow as well to come into their own. And then you can add things like the dagger, like we've been talking about in this podcast. Well, guys, thank you so much for these comments and ideas. If you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do so on the Discord. And I'll read as many of those as I can in an upcoming episode. Now, guys, this is a Thursday episode, and what that usually means is I talk about emails that you guys sent me. I've been having a little less emails that are able to be read on the podcast. And I just want to say, guys, thank you so much for writing in if you've written in. If I haven't read your email, it's either because I just haven't gotten to it yet, or because the content of the email is just a little awkward to read. So guys, if you'll do me a favor, if you're writing your emails in, keep your ideas as simple and brief as possible. I like to read your guys' ideas, and I think you guys have great ideas, but when you give me a list of ideas that are basically a whole update, or just ideas of, you know, like, hey, they should add a laser gun to Minecraft, and you get this from defeating, you know, the devil, you know, like, those are ideas I don't really have. There's not a lot for me to comment on there. You know what I mean? So if you want to send me your idea and make it as thoughtful as possible, and keep it as short and as simple as possible, because a lot of the more complicated ones are just harder to read and harder to react to. That would do a lot for me and make Thursday episodes easier to put together and have some good quality content for you guys. So I do have an email here that I want to read. But before I do that, I'll also want to talk about the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge for this week has come to an end yesterday. If you haven't sent me your idea for this week's One Block Challenge, yesterday was the deadline, so you're a little too late for that. But don't worry, I'm going to go ahead and announce next week's theme right now, as well as give an example of an idea for next week's theme. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's get into the next week's theme. It's going to be float. So I'm looking for a block that has something to do with floating. And I want you to use your imagination on this, guys. There's easy ways to do this. Like, the easiest way would be, like, if the player walks on this block, they start floating. That would be the easy thing. And I feel like we already have that in the game with the bubble columns. So I want you to really, really think about this one and come up with some creative ideas. I have here an idea that I created for this. It's very simple. It's not groundbreaking at all, but I just wanted to give an example of sort of the ideas that I'm looking for. Feel free to come up with the craziest idea that you can. I'm not saying that it has to be a like this idea. I'm just giving you an example of sort of the format that I'm looking for, and maybe the level of thoughtfulness that I'm thinking of, the level of out of the box thinking that I'm thinking of. So here's my example. So my idea for this theme is the display box. This resembles a glass block, but has a colored edge around the corners and the edge of the block. It can come in different colors. It is crafted with a glass block in the center of the crafting grid, which can be clear, stained, or tinted, and a material in the sides and the corners. This material can be copper ingots, iron nuggets, gold nuggets, emeralds, diamonds, or even netherite ingots. This material used will determine what the edges of the display box will look like, so there can be a lot of customization. A single item can be placed inside this block once the block has been placed in the world, where it will appear as if it were floating. Interacting with the display box will allow with an empty hand will retrieve the item from within. Breaking the display box with silk touch will allow the player to collect the box with the item still inside. Without silk touch, we'll break the box and drop the item alone. So again, very simple idea. I think that a display case in the game would be great. I know we have the item frame, but that doesn't look really great to me. And it's really only good for having things hanging on the walls and not for things being more 3D in the world. I always wanted something to be a bit more 3D in the world. So a display box, and you just put an item in there and it just sort of hovers there, kind of bobbing up and down and turning as if it were thrown on the ground, but it doesn't despawn because it's in this storage block. And you can retrieve it by right-clicking, or you can break the box and get the item, or you can pick up the box with Silk Touch with the item still inside. So a very simple idea here. This is just an example of the kind of ideas I'm looking for in the One Block Challenge. And guys, I can't wait to see what you guys have to in store for me for this theme for floating. So if you need a refresher on the details of how to do the One Block Challenge, it's all in the description in this episode. All right, guys, let's get into this this email here. This is from Micah. Micah writes, "We all know that sand has a huge problem. It's not renewable. This new beautiful block that I just thought of will solve that problem, the Super Sander. It will be crafted out of 8 terracotta blocks surrounding all of the outside of the grid and one glass in the middle. It would look like a regular glass block, except it would be lined with whatever color terracotta blocks you used. To use it, you would punch it with an open hand, and there would be 2 slots to place something in and a slot for something to come out, like a furnace. In the top slot, you can place X amount of sand, and the slot beneath that one is for X amount of lapis. For every 1 block of sand and every 1 block of lapis, you would get 4 blocks of sand. So if you put in 8 blocks of sand and 8 blocks of lapis, you would get 32 sand. This might be a little overpowered, so if it is, maybe you get less sand or it's more expensive. Well, there's that. Hope you like it. From Micaiah." Well, thank you, Micaiah, for this idea. And you're right. Sand, the problem with sand is that it's not renewable. And not that there's any lack of sand in the world. Of course, you can go mine a desert if you want, but when you're on a server with other people, maybe that's not the polite thing to do unless you've all agreed on doing that. But I think farming sand would be something people would enjoy so much more. This idea of a block where you basically put sand into a UI with some blocks of lapis. And I like that it's blocks and not just the item. I like that it's a whole block because this is quite powerful. And then getting 4 blocks of sand for every 1 block and one block of sand and 1 block of lapis. I think there's some merit to that idea. It, of course, gives the idea of lapis being magical and doing something miraculous here. I think that it should probably also consume some experience, perhaps, because, again, it seems very powerful. But I do like this idea for, you know, kind of leaning into the more magical side of lapis. What I do think is the sort of weakness of this idea is that it's particular to sand, and I would imagine gravel as well. And if you really wanted to get crazy and powerful with it, maybe even concrete powder, but that would be way too crazy. I don't know. I think that something that I would see, so if I was going to come up with an idea for farming sand, the obvious answer for this is that husks drop it, and I still stand by that. But if it was going to be like a workstation block, I would honestly have it be the stone cutter. So imagine taking stone of any kind into stone cutter and just using the stone cutter on the stone. Imagine that you get a byproduct from that in the form of just dust, just like generic dust. And this is just like dust from using the stone cutter, and it's sort of the off-put of, you know, grinding down the stone or cutting the stone. It gives dust off. And maybe taking 9 of those or 4 of those and crafting that, you can craft a sand block out of it. I feel like that would be a really good way as well to sort of farm sand, and there that way you can have an auto cobblestone generator going on, and then you can just take all that cobblestone and turn it into, you know, you can process it through the stone cutter and then use the output of that to create sand blocks. I don't think that there's a very elegant way of doing this. honestly, I think the best way to do this is just for husks. But also, like Micaiah is pointing out here, there could be a magical way. And using lapis blocks with a combination of experience points to just duplicate blocks. Maybe there's a place for that in Minecraft. All right, guys, well, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions and your comments and your ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.